This is WRJX359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called A Glass Half Full. As you look at the landscape of your life, do you see opportunities, possibilities, and blessings, or do you focus instead on the less pleasant scenery? Do you spend more time counting your blessings or your misfortunes? If you've acquired the unfortunate habit of focusing too intently on the negative aspects of life, then your spiritual vision is in need of correction. Today is yet another gift from God, and it presents yet another opportunity to thank Him for His gifts. If you're wise, you'll give thanks early and often. The way you choose to view the scenery around you will have a profound impact on the quality, the tone, and the direction of your life. The more you focus on the beauty that surrounds you, the more beautiful your own life will become. If you can't tell whether your glass is half empty or half full, you don't need another glass. What you need is better eyesight and a more thankful heart. Bree T. Freeman. We are thankful for God's many blessings. May the beauty and blessings of Thanksgiving bring love, peace, and warmth to you this season. Wishing you and your families a blessed Thanksgiving. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call sign for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying the call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign, first name, and general location, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and Christmas is only a few weeks away, so it's that time of year for Christmas lights, candles, cozy fires, and lots of baking and cooking. Last week we covered fire hazards. We covered page 5 in our emergency preparedness handbook, and so this evening we'll continue with that on page 6, prevention, fire prevention. Fire hazards prevention continued. Never throw water on a grease fire. That's a good tip. Matches and lighters. Keep matches and lighters out of the reach of children. Teach children to tell an adult when they find matches or lighters and that those items are not toys. Do not allow children to use matches or lighters to light candles, especially in bedrooms. Consider using only lighters with child-resistant features. Cooking. Never leave the room when using burners, especially when warming food. Fats and grease are highly flammable. In the case of a grease fire, smother the fire with the lid of the pan or use an extinguisher. Keep combustibles away from cooking surfaces, even if the heating elements are not in use. Do not store extra pans or combustibles in the oven. Another thing to consider for your kitchen, most of us have fire extinguishers in the kitchen as well, but they do have fire blankets. that you just pull the cord and boom, it's right there. So that might be something that I consider. Electrical. Extension cords should not be used in place of permanent wiring. Do not overload plugs or extension cords. If you cannot avoid using a number of power cords, such as for Christmas lights, be sure to use power strips with surge protector. Unplug small appliances like toasters and curing irons when not in use. Do not overlook tripped circuit breakers, as they may be an indication of a dangerous situation. I know that said curing irons, but I'm thinking it's probably curling irons. Do not use circuit breakers as switches. It wears the breakers out, which can cause arcing over time. Flammable liquid. Store paint, paint thinner, gasoline, and other flammable liquids outside of your home and away from any heat source. Rags or combustible soaked with flammable liquid should be discarded in metal containers with lids, not in trash cans, to prevent spontaneous ignition. Practice. When you test your smoke detectors, discuss with young children what the alarm means. Sleep with your door closed. This can give you extra time and protection from smoke while the smoke alarm alerts you to the fire. Teach family members to feel whether doors are hot before they open them. There could be a fire on the other side. If you have a multi-story home and plan to use an escape ladder, make sure everyone has practiced using it. Climbing down a ladder in the dark can be scary. Hold regular fire drills to practice your plan. Practice during the day and night so your family is used to getting out of the house under different conditions. Be sure to include meeting at the designated spot and going to the neighbor's house as if you were going to call 911. Keep track of how long it takes everyone to get out. Try to be as fast as possible while being safe. Give yourself a 2-minute time limit and train until you can get out within that time frame. Remember to include all of your emergency kits in your drills to make it as realistic as possible. Panic can slow you down. Know what to do and how to do it to help prevent panicking. So next week we'll probably cover types of smoke detectors, and the following week we'll probably talk about fire extinguishers, and then that's one more time with that emergency fire blanket. The blanket will come into play. So when I call on you, if you have any suggestions or comments or questions, please feel free to speak up. This time I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 368 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?